Stars. Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah!
Mike's Live.
Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to
Dubai. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. It's 6:01 on your public holiday Wednesday. But no, hey, we're here. We're hanging out
with
you.
We're here.
We're here today. We're here tomorrow for the National Day weekend as well, which is super, super cool. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, you know, I was just going to sleep yesterday. All my friends were just like, everyone's like, hey, tomorrow's off, right? You want to do breakfast? You want to do something? I'm like,
Yeah. I had the same thing. It's like, what do you want to do tomorrow? You want to hang out? Brianna was saying, I'm like, what do you want to do in the morning? You want to go for a...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm actually working, babe.
Yeah.
It's nice to be up there. Roads are quiet, though, but if you're up and about, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know. Hey, we've got these Legoland prizes to give you as well. Who's up? Who's listening right now?
Be interesting this, won't it?
It will be. 04871 5544. The roads were fairly quiet driving in as well to the studio this morning. But
we'd
love to hear from you. If you're up and about, we'll give you a couple of tickets to Legoland. 04871 5544. On the show today, Christina Milian's going to be joining us, though.
So exciting.
That's great.
It's like a teenage, like, idol.
It's your teenage dream.
Yeah, because she was so big when we were growing up, you know? Like, her songs were massive. AM to PM, Dip It Low, like, all these songs were huge.
Remember that song?
Somebody hit the lights so we can rock it day and night.
Such a good song.
And she's doing so great with Netflix movies as well right now.
All right, Christina Milian will join us on the show today. It's a painful show for me today.
Why?
It's hurting me to do this.
Why?
Oh, I got to tell you later on in the show.
Is it a medical thing?
Yeah. I damaged something of my body.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
It's pretty hard. It's hard. No, honestly, it's hard. I don't, you know, just letting you guys know. You don't care, though. Do you care?
Is it an eyelash?
If you won't tell us, how will we care?
All right, I'll tell you soon. I'll tell you soon, all right? Let's do it right now. Phone. Can I just say all the phones are ringing right now?
Wow.
So we love you.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
So we got these Legoland tickets as well. Not everyone can win them, by the way, but we'll be able to give them out to one person. They got 4 tickets to Legoland, right?
Exactly. They are definitely celebrating the UAE's National Day, trying to build the world's largest UAE minifigure flag. So you can go down there, get your own minifigure with the UAE colors, and then add to the flag, which
is
cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. Mustafa, you're driving to work. You're like us. You're working.
Yep, I'm working.
What do you do?
I'm working as a mechanical power engineer.
Are you at the plant right now? I can't hear a word you're saying.
No, I'm driving from Dubai to Fujairah.
There we go. Well, good on you, mate. Good on you. Have a good day at work. We appreciate you. Everest, you are driving home from work.
Yeah.
What, airport or hospitals?
No. I'm just going home, from my work.
What do you do? Do you work at the airport or the hospital? Usually driving home at this time,
true.
This is usually what it is.
Well, as I said, I work on leisure and entertainment, and we are preparing for Christmas time and everything. So we just finished it up. We're ready to lunch for tomorrow. So, yeah, it's going to be a big day.
Well, you had an all-nighter. Good on you. An all-nighter, huh?
Well, once in a while, it has to be done.
That's right. Good on you, Everest legend. And thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. Monday, hi.
Hello. Good morning.
There we go. The gorgeous name of Monday.
Yeah.
Were you born on a Monday?
Yep.
Ha!
Yes.
There we go.
Really?
That's so cute.
Today's the first Monday of 1971, so I'm 50 as well.
Oh,
same
look
as
at
the
you.
UAE.
What? You're 50?
You sound like 12, man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's so cute. I love it too. Yeah. You were turning 50 as the UAE turns 50.
I did already last January.
That's so cute.
I was born on a Monday. First Monday of the year, 1971, as for my father.
So what does the UAE mean to you?
UAE is love. UAE is where I really reached all my goals in life. So I've been in the UAE for 16 years.
That's so cool. And where are you originally from?
I'm from the Philippines.
So you're from the Philippines. You moved here 16 years ago with a dream in hand, and the UAE gave you that, right?
I have two professionals now, my kids. They both finished university, and I'm a grandmother of two as well.
Oh, my gosh. This is great. You're amazing, and I love your attitude. I really do love your attitude. Well, we love you, and happy 50th to you, and happy 50th to the UAE.
Rossi.
Thank you.
What's that?
What?
Thank you. No, I said I love you, Prithvi, Rossi, and Chris.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear
cute.
That. We love you. Yeah. We love you so much. Have a great day, okay?
You too, you too.
There
Thanks for being there, even if it's on a holiday.
Oh, look at you.
You're so cute.
Have a beautiful night. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful long weekend. Finally, is it Atasha?
Yes, hello.
How are you, Atasha? What are you doing?
I'm in the car on the way to yoga with my mom.
Look at you guys waking up on a public holiday, going on a yoga with mom. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Now, did you want to go to yoga?
Yeah, we decided on that last night.
That is so cool.
That's cute.
That is so cool. You and mum doing a yoga class on a holiday. Listen, we're going to hook you up as well. You have won the tickets to Legoland. You got 4 tickets to Legoland. Well done.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. So once you do the yoga, go and enjoy some Legoland on us, okay?
Okay, thank you.
December 1st, still a lot of us driving around the country.
Yeah.
We are the ones keeping it going right now, right? Let's be proud of ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
Right? There's a lot of people just sleeping in bed right now, all snuggled up.
But we're doing things.
I left home this morning, and usually I go wake up the kids before I leave sometimes.
Yeah.
Let them just zonk them out. They're zonked out all.
Did they get to stay up late last night?
Stayed up late. Yeah, it's a weekend for them now. Like, that's it. They're on. It's a total weekend for them. So, like, most of everyone is sleeping right now. I just want to say, if you're hearing me, you are a machine.
Yes.
You are the true legend.
Thank you.
Yeah, not you, Ross.
Oh.
You came late.
Yeah, well, you know what it was? Liz went out last night. On a Christmas team night out.
Oh, that's cute.
And, didn't stop Annie from waking up at the usual time then, and she was like pestering Liz, crying.
What time does Annie usually wake up? In the morning, you mean?
Annie, usually about 6.
Sure.
So, you know, it was, I think it was at 5:30, I was trying to put the TV on, feed the dog, let the dog out, get the cat in, feed the cat.
And feed the cat at 5:30 in the morning.
Get on my motorbike.
And cat's hungry. Let's not call it a motorbike, Ross. Let's not go that far. It's a Vespa, little scooter.
200cc, you can do 100 kilometers per hour.
I can pick that up with one hand. Let's not call it a motorcycle.
You could not.
Are you telling people that you ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, I wear leathers.
And we're
it's like a little Lego toy out the front there. You see it parked out of the shoe.
It's
little,
cute.
Little blue Lego.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's such a... It defines a culture.
What's
like,
that?
Those
What's
scooters
the
is like a big thing.
Italians?
It's a big culture in the UK.
For the Italians?
No.
For the UK, he said.
It's an Italian bike.
Made in Italy, yeah.
Yeah. It's world famous in Europe.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Are you guys trying to say it's a culture for you?
Yeah, it is.
For the Brits?
Yeah, you know mods and rockers, don't
What's
you know?
What's that?
So like... A rocker with the ones that they would come on
like the Harleys. And
not
like
a Harley. It was like a Royal Enfield or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like a mod was somebody who would wear like a suit and ride a Vespa.
Yeah, but that
so
was
you know
in
the
Europe.
Band The Who.
Yeah,
that they were like sort of mods, and they sort of.
Yeah, but I think in Italy,
it's like
in
a big thing.
France and all that. That's what they would. That was their lifestyle: Vespas and suits. I think you guys adopted it afterwards.
We adopted it from Italy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We liked their style.
Yeah, you're like, oh, we like what they're doing here.
Yeah.
When I went to Rome,
because you were riding around in
hired Vespa. Me and Brianna and I. We
I'm
only
not
hired
impressed.
One.
Don't try and impress me with that.
We only hired one, and I rode that. First time I ever rode a Vespa, rode it around, and touch wood, only one incident.
And what was the incident?
It wasn't my fault.
I love when a story starts out like that. I love when
it
a story
wasn't my
starts out
I'll
like
tell
that.
You. Let me tell you. Can I tell you next?
Yeah,
yeah
sure.
Why
I'll tell
not?
You
next.
Good morning.
Okay, so Chris, you were riding around on a Vespa in Italy.
Yeah.
You said there were no incidents except one. And you've said it's not your fault.
Not my fault. We got
what
on
happened?
This topic because Rossi was talking about how he owns two Vespas.
Yeah, two classic ones, yeah.
How much are they worth, a Vespa?
I don't know. I mean, like a classic one, I could probably sell one of them for, I don't know, 14,000
dirham.
Yeah,
I'll give you 8 right now.
Why do you want it?
Just because he wanted, he was trying to get 14. I'm just going to offer him 8.
We're trying to undercut him.
It's a bargain, you know. Then you sell it for 14. You make a bit of money.
I can sell it to like an Italian restaurant or something, and they'll put it outside.
Ah, are those motorcycles like the Vespas and what you see out front of cars? Are they restaurants? Are they really working bikes? You see them a lot.
Yeah,
I thought they were always like just like statues.
Yeah, I started one up one time after a brunch. Oh
my gosh.
On the way out, and it worked.
Of course, it was after a brunch.
So there we are in Rome. Yeah. I've hired a Vespa. I thought I've got to do what the
Romans
know,
do.
What the no, the Italians do.
No, when in Rome, do
it. True. When in Rome, yeah.
Do as the Romans, yeah.
So I basically hired a Vespa. Very easy to do, by the way. They don't really check for anything. Like,
let's not say that part of the story.
Yeah, but they don't care. I mean, they like they just give it to a tourist, and they like they don't ask you, have you written one before? Do you know what's going on? Like, you're in full blown Rome traffic here. This is not like you're just on
it's
a little
bit
pathway.
Dangerous.
Yeah, so I got on and Brianna's like, are you sure we should do this?
Yeah.
Babe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm Lebanese. Come on. What's wrong with you? So I get on this little, we hired it red. I got a red one as well because you got to have red, you know. You're in Rome.
Yeah.
So I hire the little Vespa and she's on the back. So she's holding on to me. We've got little helmets on. And me. We were through traffic. You beep the horn. Beep, 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 beep. You're going through like a lot of roundabouts and the pebbled road in Rome as well. You know,
isn't it like narrow roads?
Very narrow roads. We were there for like 4 days. We rode this thing for like 4 days and it was all going pretty well. And then day three, I'm driving. I'm on it. Brianna's behind me. And the road's slightly wet. Just a little bit like of...
Drizzle.
Very slippery. Because you're on pebble roads as well, right?
Cobbled
streets. Yeah. The cobbled roads.
Yeah.
So there's a big bus in front of me. And I'm just cruising behind it, not going too fast, keeping a good distance away.
I know what you've done here.
No, to what the bus has done. The bus hasn't pulled into the bus stop. It just stopped about 5 meters away from the bus stop to the gutter, to the curb.
Yeah.
And so as I'm coming, I've realized this guy's just stopped. I've had to swerve right.
Around
now,
him.
As I've swerved right, he's opened the doors to the bus, and people are getting out of the bus. So onto the road, 10 meter, like because he hasn't pulled where the bus stop is.
Oh, okay.
So now they've had to go onto the road and walk to the curb. So I've all in one motion had to, you know, because I'm like an action movie star.
Oh gosh!
I've seen what's happened here, and I'm like, swerve, Chris. Brianna's on the back. I've swerved the Vespa now because the roads were a little bit wet. Instantly, when I did that little swerve, I've lost the back of the car, the back of the Vespa, and Brianna's on the back. So there's a lot of weight there, you know. I'm not calling her fat. She's not fat at all. She weighs as
Didn't
an average woman.
Anything.
I'm not saying she's fat.
Digging.
Okay.
And the
story gets worse and worse as he's telling
and
it.
And so as we swerve now, I'm like, I'm going to hit these guys getting off the bus. Like, we're just about to have a full-blown accident in Rome. I've got no insurance.
The headline reads, Chris Bay driving a Vespa.
So what I've done here, now this is probably because of the strength in my legs.
Oh, gosh.
Not every man could be able to do this. But I've now just put my feet down. One of the things about the Vespa is you can easily put your feet down. And I've now held up not only the Vespa, Brianna and myself. I've just stopped us in our tracks like Superman. I was like Superman. And I've just... Now the guys getting off the bus, they looked. You could see them panicking because they saw me coming through. And then I just stopped. I've now casually... Brianna has now
fallen over.
She's exited the Vespa. No, because I stopped.
She's exited. She got thrown out of the Vespa.
She's just stepped over. She stepped over. She got off. Now, when she got off, because I was like the balance was all out of whack, I've just toppled over. but it wasn't a slide. I just toppled over. And all the Italians on the way to work were looking at me like, look at this idiot. He's a tourist, definitely a tourist. I just pick up the Vespa, get back on. Brianna says, oh, my gosh, what did you just do? I said, baby, I saved our lives. That's what I just did. I said, get back on. We're going to go to the Colosseum.
She's like, no.
Yep. She wanted to walk
well
the rest
done,
of the way.
Superman with your super legs.
Yeah, strength of a bear.
Yeah,
but I protected the bike and I protected my girl. I protected the bike and I protected my girl.
He's serious.
I protected the bike and my girl.
If it's worth time.
talking about?
Hollywood status.
She's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Styled by prettylittlething.ae. Shop new drops daily.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Netflix isn't done with Money Heist just yet. The final five episodes of the series is starting to stream on Friday, but they've just decided that they're going to be doing a spin-off centered on the character Berlin. So they've ordered that. It's ready to go. So if you're going to miss Netflix, Money Heist, don't worry. Big show. It's a big,
big show.
Show.
Yeah, it's a huge show. Another one that I sort of got into, but I didn't get into.
It's because of the
language.
Yeah, subtitled, right?
Yeah.
But you can listen to it. I mean, they dub it, but it's not as good.
It's not as good, yeah.
Not as good. All right, there we go. What else you got for us?
So Priyanka Chopra opened up on InStyle's Ladies First podcast with Laura Brown, and she was just talking about how the past year has been for her, because her family's kind of all over the place. Nick Jonas in the States, her other family's in India, and how she dealt with it.
Oh, this year has been really tough. It was really, really tough to be away from home for an entire year, especially at a time when you can't travel to see your family. Just the uncertainty of my mom and my brother being in India, my husband being in America while I was in the UK. It's just, so I think what it really taught me was a little bit of gratitude, but I've had rock bottom moments, I know, while I was in the UK.
It's kind of like a sentiment that so many people around the world share, right?
Yeah, a lot of us gone through that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And finally, Rihanna, I don't know if you guys saw this. She was honored by her home country of Barbados.
Oh, yeah?
They've named her a national hero. It was during a ceremony to mark mark Barbados splitting from the UK to become a republic. Prince Charles was there as well. The Prime Minister of Barbados honored Rihanna. Have a listen.
On behalf of a grateful nation, but an even prouder people, we therefore present to you the designee for National Hero of Barbados, Ambassador Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Aww.
May you continue to shine like a diamond.
Aww.
And bring honor to your nation by your words, by your actions, and to do credit wherever you shall go. God bless you, my dear.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I love that.
It must have been such a proud moment for her.
So beautiful.
Being there, yeah.
Good on him. Good on him. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hey, this is Dua Lipa on the Chris Fade Show. The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
The Jam Radio. 104.4. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God. Serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Karim, you got through. Good morning.
Yay! Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. What's going on? It's a public holiday. What are you doing up?
We're going back to London for a week or two.
Oh,
2 years. So
nice.
I'm going to go and see Mum and everyone and take the grandkids, and so super excited.
How excited are you right now? This is such a great trip, right, Dad?
What a great way to start the day.
Yeah, this is good. Imagine winning 10,000 dirhams right now.
Oh, don't.
I hope so. So look, you haven't been home for what, 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. Since summer 2019.
Yep, exactly like me, man. I'm going to go see my family in a couple of weeks, so I'm so glad that you're going to be there on the plane. Going to go see Mama, do all what you got to do, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful stuff. All right, let's do this right now. 10,000 dirhams on the line with Rack Bank. You know the deal. If you don't know a question, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Yeah.
Good to go?
Good to go.
All right, here we go. Good luck. 60 seconds on the clock, Dad. Kareem's with us. Your time begins right now. In what year did Dubai win the Expo bid? 2013 or 2017?
2013.
Who sings the songs My Universe and Adventure of a Lifetime?
Pass.
Charles Barkley played what sport?
Basketball.
True or false, the Expo is the same size as 600 soccer fields?
True.
Who is the voice of Woody in the Toy Story movies?
Tom Hanks.
On what date will the UAE celebrate its 50th anniversary?
December 2nd.
The iWatch is made by which company? The iWatch is made by which company?
Oh, Apple.
Table tennis was invented in which country?
China.
What is the currency of Australia?
The dollar.
Which 1996 basketball movie starred Michael Jordan?
Space Jam.
Who sings the songs My Universe and Adventure of a Lifetime?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. No, it's not. It was Coldplay. You've won 800 dirhams.
Woo! Hey, I'll take that. Nice.
So good.
Thank you, guys. That's great.
That'll get you some duty free.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and table tennis was invented in Great Britain.
Oh, you're joking.
No. I know. Who would have thought? But you got 800 dirhams cash with Rank Bank and us here on Virgin Radio. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's brilliant. Really, really great.
Well, you have a beautiful holiday. Go and give everyone a big hug and a kiss for us, all right?
Will do. And good luck. Hope you guys make it too.
Thanks, my man. Appreciate it. There it is. Karim, not bad. 800 on the pop quiz.
Okay. What has happened to you, Chris?
Why are you crunching ice, by the way?
Sorry, I just have to keep...
Can I just ask that question? Huh? It's disgusting. Please don't do that.
This is part of my healing process. Hold on.
No, don't.
What are you healing from?
I hate that noise.
The amount of noises I have to suffer through in this show.
I know. It's just him eating. He just can't eat with his mouth closed.
So as you are aware, I'm on my journey to doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, BJJ, MMA. The art of BJJ, the art of being able to defend yourself and if you're in any sort of altercation. But Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as I'm learning, is a community and a family.
You must be a master of your craft, though. You know, Krav Maga.
Got it all going.
Krav.
MMA.
So I've only done like 2 lessons, right, of BJJ.
And you've already injured yourself?
Yeah, it's such a bad one.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do?
I think I'm too old for it.
What did you do?
So,
you're holding your neck.
So my sensei, you don't call him sensei in BJJ, but I just wanted to say that. My coach, Tariq, he runs it out of a gym called Champs where I train out. It's called Falcons MMA. Great facility. Actually renowned in this region that a lot of the pro UFC fighters, they come into him before they actually have a fight.
Okay. Right?
So I was like, you know, I was watching some of these pros do it. And then Tariq came over, who's the owner of Falcons MMA, and said, why don't you come roll with us? Now, when
roll
means like you're doing like the motions of what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is. It's like you're just with a guy or a girl and you're rolling with them on the mats. And I said, nah, that's not for me. And he said, come on, let me teach you a few things. So I've had 2 lessons with him.
Yeah.
Right. And he is, like, he's the master. Like, he's a professional fighter as well. Like, he's, you know, renowned within the region as well,
yeah.
Being one of the best fighters within the Middle East, if not the best, right, in what he does.
What happened, Chris?
So he was teaching me yesterday just a basic maneuver where I take his back. So it means, like, yeah, it's sort of like, you know, if I hold his arms.
Yeah.
I hold his arms and then, do you want me to show you?
Yeah, can you, I don't understand. Can you demonstrate?
Come, I'll show you real quick. I'm not going to hurt you. Come.
I'm all right.
Come on, mate. Come on.
I don't understand. Nah, I wanna see what happened. I need a visual representation.
Just why are you wasting time? Let me show you the move quickly. It's not a hard move. It's like very slow motion. I don't know it well. I'm not going to hurt you. Okay. I promise.
He's injured himself.
Yeah. So this is a BJ. Now, if you do BJJ, I may need some help here if you've done anything like this. So basically, no. We're looking at each other. So now I've got your hand, right? I've got your arm. Yeah. That hurts, doesn't it, already? I bring you down. Okay, so this is what... Now, I'm holding his hands, both his hands. Now, I have to bring you down.
Yeah.
And then I let go. I put this in my pocket. Oh, no, that side. Arm under here and bring him around. Arm over the shoulder. No, arm over the waist. So now I've got him, right? You see that? All right?
Yeah.
I've got you. Okay.
Okay, you got me.
So you see that?
Okay, yeah, I got it. But it looks very painful in several parts of your body.
So that's not what injured me.
Then what injured
you? Does he take you onto the floor?
Then he takes you on the ground.
Right.
All right. And then from there, you put your arm underneath the guy's neck. You wrap your body around him.
Like a snake.
And now you're choking him.
Oh, my gosh.
So you were choked yesterday.
So as Coach Tariq was teaching me how to do this move, he just, I swear, for 0.0 seconds, just choked me. He just like, now, I don't know what his arms are made of.
Rocks.
But my throat afterwards was hurting, and I thought, oh, my gosh, what's happened here? And now it's been 24 hours later,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the move.
We've just got a text message. Maybe it's from Tarek. They sent through the photo to the system.
Yeah, that's
here.
The moment that he broke my neck nearly. And
you
so
just sent it through.
My trachea, whatever this is.
Trachea?
Yeah. Has been bruised.
Your trachea is bruised.
Every time I swallow, it's so painful and it radiates up to my left ear.
Well, this is not good, Chris. You've got kind of history of neck problems.
I know. And I said to him, so I didn't say anything after the class because, you know, we're all there on the mats and we're all like, oh, that was a great class, guys. And all I'm, you know, me, I'm a bit of a health conscious, paranoid hypochondriac, right?
Correct.
And so I'm thinking to myself, oh, I've got to go to the hospital. I think he's damaged me. I don't want to say anything to him. Anyway, about an hour later, I message him and I'm like, yo, hey, man, thanks for the class. Hey, I've just got still some pain in my throat, like it hurts. He's just like, just drink ice water. It you'll be fine. And then I, like an hour later, I message him, hey, it's still hurting me. And he says, yeah, don't worry. We're going to do it again tomorrow. We're going to condition your neck. Your neck's just not conditioned.
What?
We're just going to keep doing it.
Chris, don't do
it. I'm not going back.
Don't do it. Just stop right here. You're not going to become a BJJ master. Just stop it.
Is anybody who's listening done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or MMA? I've damaged my throat. Does it heal? According to Google, I'm okay because my voice hasn't changed. Because you can actually change your voice, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at all the.
So I wish that happened.
It's going to be like a week. I think it's going to take a week for it to heal. But I do so much talking, it hurts.
Maybe don't talk.
Well, what do I do about the show?
Light throat damage after rear
Rossi,
naked chokehold.
This is your moment,
this
Rossi.
This is on Reddit. Go on, why, pretty?
You can't talk too much. This is your moment. Get in.
I can't be bothered.
So, if 04-871-5544, any tips for this injury? I'm taking Burofen. I'm taking some anti-inflammatories, and I'm crunching on ice to deflame the trachea.
Maybe just go to a doctor.
This is funny on Reddit.
Don't scare me.
I had a vicious rear naked slapped on me by a young guy who doesn't come to training so much. After I got up, I congratulated on an awesome choke, but I felt this kind of sharp pain inside my throat.
Yes, where I got some sharp pain.
The pain went away quickly, but it's been a week now, and I constantly feel like I have something in my throat.
Yep.
I keep swallowing, but it doesn't make any difference.
That's exactly me.
Has anyone had this? Does it go away?
What's the response?
Yeah, it happened to me too. It was sensitive to chokes and stuff. After a week or two, it went away. Hang tight.
Okay.
Hang tight, Chris.
Oh, hang tight.
Yeah, I had this trouble for 8 days. Not enough to send me to hospital or anything, but yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of talking.
I had this pain before I went to Australia on a vacation, and it stuck with me for the whole 4 weeks.
Stop it. That's lying. He's lying. He's trying to make me feel paranoid. Anyway, I'm going to go back to class. I do enjoy it, and it's amazing. Like, it's an amazing class.
Chris?
And he's fantastic. But, Tarek, I'm going to come down and teach you a lesson today, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to have a thumb wrestle. We're celebrating 50 years of the UAE tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you right now, what's so special? What's a special moment here in the UAE that you may have felt, that you may have experienced, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look around this city, this country, and you just look at the progress it makes every single year. It's just the equivalent of like 7 years anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's incredible to be able to witness it.
It's so true. Now, Tatiana, how you doing?
I am doing absolutely great.
Look at you. You sound great as well. What's that one memory of this gorgeous country as we celebrate 50 years?
For me, one of my unforgettable experiences in Dubai, it was New Year Eve, and me and my kids, we were watching fireworks next to Burj Khalifa.
Oh.
It was thousands of people around, and then, you know, it's always hard to reach afterwards to the downtown because everything is blocked, but it was like we were waiting for 4 hours before the fireworks started, but it was really unforgettable, and it's one of my memorable experience in Dubai with my kids.
I love that. And you know what? I think it is so special. Having the tallest tower in the world, downtown, the firework experience, they put the best up. It's just, it is truly tremendous. Well, I appreciate that. And I hope there's many more memories for you, Tatiana, in this country.
Yes, I hope so. I'm 10 years in Dubai, and I believe there is more years to go. And it's really impressive how the country grew up within these 50 years. And like Expo 2020, it's another experience. There are so many things. But for me, that was really because it was with my kids. And then we were walking through Sheikh Zayed Road to the next metro station because it was everything was packed. It was really nice. And,
it is.
And so true. And you think about it, we're only 50 years old.
I know,
we're 50
so young.
Years young. We are so,
so young.
So young, right? So young. Muhammad, how you doing?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Mate, can't complain, man. All right, come on. 50 years of this gorgeous country. Give me those memories for you. What's one thing that you'll take away?
Chris, I'm one of those unique people who was actually born in the UAE. I've lived here all my life. It's been 45 years. And wow. I can't say how indebted I am to this country. It's given me the best of my life. It's given my children the best that it gets, that it has to offer. My wife can go out at 2 in the morning and I don't really have to worry about it.
Yeah.
True.
This place just gives us so much more than we bargained for.
So that's really cool. So you're 45 years old. You were born here. Where is the family originally from and what brought your father and your mum here?
So my parents were so they're Pakistani.
Okay.
And I was my dad was born in Delhi and then moved to Pakistan. And my mom was born in Pakistan and then they moved out here when their father was employed over here in Deva. So we have a huge family history entwined with this country, and it's just been a phenomenal ride.
Well, we love that. Yeah, we all get to share our little experiences here, but the fact that you've had to, you know, you've experienced 45 years, I think that is beautiful.
Wow.
Mark, a special moment here as we celebrate 50 years of the UAE. What's your special moment in this country?
Hi, Chris and team. My special moment in UAE is when I met my love of my life, and now we are a family of five.
Oh, whoa, my gosh.
That's awesome.
You got three kids. You met your girl, and you've had three babies.
Yes.
So special.
I have one boy and two girls.
So special. Absolutely special. Yes. You know, bringing people together, I think this country does so, so well, right?
Yeah.
You met your partner here.
Yep.
You met your husband here, pretty.
That's right.
Rossi, you met your wife.
Yes.
I met my fiance, my future wife. Like, look at us all. You know what I mean?
Crazy. Yeah.
So true. I absolutely love the UAE. Happy 50th. The Rugby Sevens is happening this weekend. You going down?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there?
Friday.
Huge, huge one. Where do you get tickets from?
Their
website.
I got them. Yeah, you can get them from the app. There's an app. It's really good. Emirates Sevens app. Because everything's done digitally now, so you get your tickets in the app.
You get your tickets at DubaiRugby7s.com. That's the number.
Thank you, Pretty. Thanks for some info there.
No
DubaiRugby7s.com.
That's correct.
Yeah, officially back. Going to be absolutely huge. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be rocking up down there at the Sevens ground, which is fantastic. We decided to have some fun. I call them up, and I'm actually wanting to buy a rug because it's rugby.
So you thought it was rug.
I thought it was buy a rug.
Rug buy. Yeah,
oh,
I want to buy a rug buy.
This is going to go wrong.
Yeah, we're immature. We're horrible.
Yeah.
No.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Calling for the rug buy.
Yes.
I am looking for five rugs. If you can supply them for me, I would be very nice. Maybe red color if you have. Yeah.
But you're looking for?
I need to rug buy.
Rugby
tickets? Yeah. I know, not the ticket. I need to buy the rug, you know?
No, we're not selling rug, my friend.
I want to buy, you know, rug buy.
We're not selling the rug.
You have seven? I have seven rooms, and all seven need to be have the rug in it. This is rug buy, sevens?
My friend, we're not the store or shop. Do you want to buy for the rug?
Habibti, you have rug? You know the rug?
I know the rug for the house, yeah?
Yeah, Edward, no. I see on the, I see here on the www.internet computer that I have, it tell me here, rug by sevens.
My friend, that's rugby sports.
No. Sports room I have already. I put a billiard table in there and I have a picture of Tom Selleck, you know? Remember Magnum P.I.? He had the big mustache. He used to be my hero growing up when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So I have already the sports room done. I need to buy the other seven rooms. I need seven rug buy. I need to buy a rug buy.
Can I help your number?
0555.
Okay.
7559.
Okay.
7 5 7
Friend, hold on. One moment.
Seven.
Huh?
A.
Which country are you calling, friend?
I'm calling from the country Clico.
Clico?
Yeah, you know Clico? National anthem? Yeah, like Ali Clico.
No.
Put your hand on your heart and sing it for the country. Clico.
Okay, I will find later on. No problem. Okay. Friend, give me your email address at least.
Okay. 5772.
It's number as well?
Yeah.
Okay, one moment. 5772. 772.
A for apple. Alpha.
Okay.
A for apple. B for Bob.
Okay.
C for cat.
Okay.
D for dog.
Okay.
E for egg.
Okay.
F for Fred.
Okay.
G for goat.
Then what's the next?
www.
Okay.
Dot.
Yeah.
Chris Fade. Kris Fade. FADE.
Mm-hmm.
Show.
SHOW. Yeah.
Chris Fade Show.
Shuhada. Chris Fade Show. It's a radio.
Yeah!
You're playing me around, guys.
Yeah, this is Chris Fade here. What's your name, beautiful?
My name is Grace.
Grace, we're just having some fun with you. You are the most patient woman that I think I've ever spoken to in my life. Give her a big round of applause.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. You make my day.
He'll tell you everything you need to know about an NFT. If only he knew what an NFT actually was.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
It's the Chris Fade Show. Oh, yes. You know, a very good friend, Sarah O. Sarah from Maven Marketing has brought some really big celebrities here to the UAE. The likes of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kobe Bryant.
I mean, just you name the name, she knows them all.
And she's doing more. And we're going to have Christine Milian join us within seconds.
I can't wait. She is a legend.
She's a singer. She's an actress. She's the co-founder of Persona Technologies and Beignet Box. It's the one and only Christina Milian!
Good morning! What's up, guys?
What's up?
What's energy for that one. Thank you for that.
100%. Got to bring the energy when the good energy is around us. Christina Milian, you are fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to have a little chat to us. You're hanging out in Abu Dhabi right now. What are you doing? What are you doing there? What's happening?
Well, I mean, it's so cool to be here. So first off, I came with Access Abu Dhabi with the Maven group. They're like awesome, like just an awesome group of people. But they brought in some really special people from all over the U.S. We're all kind of in the investment world. We're all entrepreneurs. We're all diving into, you know, this crazy new world of crypto and this and that. There's so much information that's out there. It's nuts. And of course, there's the fintech. Would you call this a convention? There's fintech that's happening right now, which is bringing finance and tech together. So this is kind of the right world for us. I'm in a little bit of everything.
So cool to have you here. You know, it's the year 2021 when you're chatting to Christina Milian and she's mentioning crypto. The word crypto got mentioned then. So now I know I'm at.
No, I don't really know about it. It's just that, like, I just hear it. You just gotta throw out those words every now and then just to make, until all of a sudden you understand it.
Has anyone offered to make a NFT for you yet? Because that should have happened already.
Somebody mentioned it. I've gotten emails and I'm like, I don't know who to trust. But I think this would be cool. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, listen, we love what you're doing in the capital. Welcome back to the UAE. Yes, Maven are fantastic. We love the Maven team. I want to talk about what you're doing, obviously, right now. But just to flip back real quickly, it's the song that doesn't age. From AM to PM. There's a few songs. There's a few songs from that era that don't age. That you can always.
Which is so cool.
It is. Yeah. And this one still has it. Did you know that you were sitting on this magic when you had it?
I mean, I grew up in the era of Michael Jackson and, you know, of Madonna, all those people. Well, we always felt that their music was like timeless. And so when we made a lot of that first album, we wanted to make records that we felt like that wasn't necessarily like your typical club record at that time. People were like dancing to, like, you know, Puff Daddy and Biggie Smalls. And here I am with this big pop record that kind of just, it stood out and it wasn't like anything at that moment. And I'm so thankful that it's actually been, has longevity and that it is timeless and it is what exactly what you said.
You know, quite early on in your career, you made the switch to acting as well, or just incorporated acting onto your list of talents as well. How was that decision? How was Love Don't Cost a Thing? And you're still acting today. How was that switch?
Well, I made a the transition where in the viewer's eye, but it was actually always my profession from like childhood. It didn't really get to like really succeed in it until my music, and my music really helped for people to recognize that talent in me. With Love Don't Cost a Thing, moving on to movies with John Travolta and Cedric the Entertainer and Uma Thurman, and now even the last two Netflix movies that I starred in, which was Resort to Love and Falling in Love, were number one on the platform globally amongst all of the content that they have had. It's really, really exciting that they are putting their trust in someone like myself. I've been around for a long time. But acting is one of my favorite challenges, and trying something new with each role is exciting for me.
Let me ask you, is it true that you wrote this song? Play, Jennifer Lopez. Did you write that song and then give it to J-Lo? Did you write that? Is that yours?
I originally wrote this song for myself. I wrote it within like 30 minutes. It was my 19th birthday, and I went out and partied that night, but I had the music and I was supposed to go to the studio that day. And before I left to go to the studio, I was like, I was supposed to write the song that weekend and I didn't do it. So I sat on my bed. I wrote the quickest nursery rhyme of a song in my head. It was a nursery rhyme. So I went to the studio, recorded it probably in 10 minutes. A week later, Tommy Mottola heard the song and said he wanted it for J-Lo. And I was like, heck yeah, she could have it. Definitely. And they chose it as a single, and it's amazing.
And hold on. You were 19 years old when you wrote that song.
Yes, at 19.
So cool. Kristen Emilian hanging out with us right now. She's in Abu Dhabi. A pleasure to have you on the show. Just real quickly, can you tell, I don't know what a beignet box is. Pretty Malik has been talking about these beignet boxes. She was saying that Kim Kardashian just got it delivered and she loves it as well.
Yes.
What is this, and are you going to bring it here to the UAE?
Yes. We definitely want to bring beignet box to the UAE. I hear you guys like sugar. I hear you guys like pastries. I hear you like dessert. So it's the right thing for you. We have it's a French Louisiana kind of pastry. Ours are flaky and not dense, and they're kind of just like powdered sugar, just heaven.
Stop
and
it.
Warm. Yeah. We started off with a one food truck, and since then we've grown. We have two food trucks. We have a kiosk. We have a brick and mortar. And now, you know, we're looking to franchise in the next year. So I hope to open many beignet boxes over here. And like she said, we've got Kim Kardashian and Beyonce. We've got a variety of celebrities that have posted and really love our beignets, and also just our actual customers. They never stop coming. That's not a problem. We want them to keep coming back.
That's so cool. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, I know that you don't get out here often, but we want you here more in the Middle East. We're glad that you're enjoying the capital and everything that you're doing in Abu Dhabi, and hopefully we'll get to get you into the studios at one stage. But we're truly we're honored to have you on, and keep doing the legendary status that Kristen Emilian does. So thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll bring beignets next time.
Yeah, make sure you do. From A to B. How good.
What a beautiful lady as well.
Shout out to Sarah Maven Marketing hooking that up with us. Doing big things in Abu Dhabi, the UAE, and the world. Good morning, December 1st. It's going to be such an epic morning tomorrow, by the way. We're broadcasting from the Union House, so we'd love to see you down there, possibly, from 6 a.m. Coming up, we do have 10,000 dirhams to give you, 10,000 dirhams cash. Now, you may have already missed out on this opportunity, but we're going to be calling our winners very, very soon.
Journey of the Nation.
Cool. Journey of the Nation. Yeah, we ran this extraordinary competition on Virgin Radio through ARN, and our winners have been chosen, and we will make that call. All right, we'll make that call before 9 this morning. Hey, listen, tomorrow being National Day, what do we do? Where do we go? We've got a list of a bunch of things that you should be getting up to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things happening around the country. One of the big ones we got to start with is Expo, right? Expo is going to be celebrating the UA's 50th National Day from the morning throughout the day. They have performances, so many live shows, so many different things going on, and it's free to enter tomorrow.
On National Day, it's free to get in.
It's
wow.
Free to get
it is going to be off the hook if it is free to get in. I love this. Expect there will be some lines to get in, so yep. Get there nice and early. But Expo 2020 tomorrow, free to get in.
Now, I heard there was going to be fireworks like every day.
Everywhere. There's going to be fireworks everywhere
in this
country.
The whole country is going to be lit up.
Yeah, exactly. Also, there's a floating theatrical show that's happening in the Hutta Dam. Now, you can watch the live stream tomorrow, but you can actually get tickets for extra shows starting December 4th at UAENationalDay.ae if you want to check that out. That's going to be in the mountains. That's going to be beautiful.
Amazing.
In Sharjah, the Kalba Corniche is having a classic car and bike show that's so cool. Fireworks are going to be happening there. Sharjah National Park. Blue Waters Island is going to have fireworks. Yas Island is going to have events going on. Global Village as well. So literally everywhere you go in the UAE this weekend, there's going to be some type of special event.
No matter where you go, you're going to be able to see the fireworks display, right?
I remember the first day I witnessed National Day in the UAE. I was looking around. It will have been 2008.
Yeah.
I got here in the September, and then December 2nd, obviously a few months later. It was just crazy seeing all the cars.
I love all the flags that are around. Like, all the houses have got flags. This car's driving around with the flags on. I think it's truly beautiful. As we said, like the Atlantis, the Palm, the Point, Blue Waters, Global Village, as Pretty mentioned, all have something going on. The Abu Dhabi Corniche will be absolutely lit as well. So whatever you do tomorrow, enjoy it. Do it safely, please. All right, and don't forget, tomorrow morning from 6 a.m., we're going to be broadcasting Virgin Radio, this very show, right?
Yeah, from Union House.
Don't miss it. We had a remarkable opportunity, right? We wanted to give away 10,000 dirhams cash.
Yeah, so we've been asking you to tell us about your special journey here in the UAE. You registered online. We had all these different prizes, actually, at virginradiodubai.com.
Big shout out to like Igloo Ice Cream, Western Union, Ali Cafe and more, who gave us the opportunity of doing so. Service my car.
Yeah.
Zenovia Carpet Factory.
Hot Pack Global, ABC Cargo. We actually have 8 winners who came out of that conversation.
And I've actually got their names. Oh, Nisha, nice. Karen, Ryan, May, Catherine, Sumita, Abdul, and Urwa. We are going to contact you and give you some great prizes, right?
Yes.
But there was the jackpot of 10,000 dirhams to give away. Mm-hmm. The number's been sent to me, and I've just seen the story as well. You went to virginradiodubai.com. The person that I'm going to call right now has spent a lot of time here in the UAE and the special moments for her, which I'm going to get her to explain. But I want to just tell you what she wrote. She said she bought her first car ever here, bought her first land, her first home, had her first kids here. She also had cancer.
Oh, gosh.
She did 6 chemo sessions. She had a bilateral mastectomy, continuing the journey all here in the UAE. I want to give her a call right now. She doesn't know we're making this call.
Oh.
But we're going to reward Catherine with 10,000 dirhams cash. It's Journey of a Nation. And it was across all of us here at ARN and here at Virgin Radio. But being able to change someone's life and make them happier is exactly what we want to do here on this show. So here we go as we make it happen. She has no idea.
Hi.
Hey, good Catherine. Morning. How you doing? It's Chris Fade calling.
I know you.
I know you. I know you a little bit as well because you went to virginradiodubai.com and you left us a little message.
Yes, I did. I did.
So tell us.
Only.
Yeah, I wanted to know. We're talking about like, you know, what the UAE means to you. What does it mean to you, Catherine?
UAE is my home. And where my heart belongs. Unfortunately, sad to say, it's really my home now for 17 years. This is UAE. I was able to purchase my first car.
Aww.
You know, this kind of opportunity. You're able to purchase your first lot, your first house. You were able to bring your parents.
you're able to buy new shoes, you know, those branded shoes that you used to see on the stores only.
Aww. So it's really given you sort of like, it's the land of opportunity. You've come here and all your dreams have come true.
So, okay, so we've in UAE for 17 years right now, I was able to set my family also, meet my husband, give birth here. And then the last one was actually a challenging one. I had breast cancer last 2018.
Well, hold on, you had breast cancer.
Yeah, I had breast cancer. So at the age of 40, I have to remove one breast. It's okay. But then I went back home. I lost my job because there's no more. I lost my job and it was pandemic. I truly understand the company.
Have you beaten the breast cancer now? Have we got rid of it all? Have we got rid of the cancer?
I'm actually under treatment. I mean, I have to come here. I have to go to the test every 6 months because my cancer is different. I'm not taking any medicine.
Okay.
It's only chemotherapy.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're doing chemo. How often are you doing chemo?
Not right now. The only cure is chemotherapy. There's no maintenance, unlike others.
So are you doing chemo?
Not right now. No, thank God.
Okay, you don't need to do chemo at this stage?
At this stage, no. But every 6 months I'm required to do the test, all the tests.
I can hear the family in the background. I can hear everyone. Catherine, listen, yeah. I don't want to take any more of your time. You're a true superstar. I love your positivity. I love your passion for the UAE. I think a lot of us share that same passion. And with our great sponsors like, you know, Igloo Ice Cream and Ali Cafe and Zenobia Carpet Factory, Western Union, ABC Cargo, Hotback Global, Service My Car.
Yeah.
Catherine.
Yes.
You have just won 10,000 dirhams. Yes.
This is so perfect timing. You know, we came back here just for my treatment, not really for anything else, because it's difficult to find a job again at my age. I'm already 44. So I tried, but there's no opportunity anymore. So right now, I really have to go back home because my son is studying all the way in Philippines. He wakes up at 2 a.m. just to catch up for the class.
Mm. He's doing the long distance learning. Listen, it couldn't have gone to a nicer person. God bless you. Keep that positivity going. Keep shining. Shine like the UAE does. Catherine, that 10,000 dirhams, we're so happy it's going to you.
Yes. Thank you. It's just meant to be for me.
There it is.
Aww.
Journey of a Nation. There it is, our major winner, Catherine. Well done.
Thank you. Brady loves me. And Chris, of course. My son loves you.
We love you.
Hi, this is Richard Branson on The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
That is it for us for your Wednesday, December 1st, public holiday. The roads are getting a little bit busier. I can tell you earlier this morning it was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you've got planned over this long weekend, just do it safely, guys. But big one, we're going to be back on the radio tomorrow. We'll be live from the Union House, right?
Yes, we're going to be broadcasting there, of course, to celebrate the UAE's 50th National Day. So if you're up with us, tune in.
Are we going to wear UAE colours tomorrow?
Yeah, I think
that'd
so.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all gonna dress up, Ross.
Yes.
You make sure you come dressed up.
I will for once. Okay? I'll go and get a haircut.
You are? Well, it's a big day. If Rossi gets a haircut, you know it's a big day.
I'm going to get a back shave.
All right. Oh, and a back shave.
Watch out.
A super big day then.
Watch out.
Super big day. All right, listen, have a good one. We'll catch you tomorrow morning. Hey, keep the feel-good hits. They're on all day right here on Virgin Radio. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.